The Will Leahy Show, 2FM. Now, it's a great privilege and an honour to welcome two broadcasting legends, and in fact, I think two winners of a Jacobs Award back when they were in existence. Zig and Zag, back from the planet Zog. I don't know if it's a one time only, but you're very welcome back to 2FM, gentlemen.
Arrua! Arrua!
Hi, Will. Mr. Will.
Hi,
how
are Mr. You both? Will. Fine, thank
Very
you.
Very good, thank you.
Are you? I take it you're so pleased with the level of warmth. People are so happy to see you back.
Oh, it's brilliant. But you see, we love Ireland. When we came down, it's our favourite place on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there other places you
especially
like better?
Especially the north of Ireland, because it's cheaper.
Okay, but you're supposed to be patriotic and spend your money down here.
Yeah, right.
Now, people, because I know people have spent a lot of time recapping on your television career since you have been back.
That's right, yes.
21 yeah. years since you started on the Den, but a lot of people will also remember that you had a very illustrious radio career on this very station.
That's right.
How many years did you do that for?
We did various different things, but yes. Our most famous one of all was when we did the little skits on the songs, the sound-alikes.
Yes. Yeah. Now, would you believe I've prepared one for you.
No way!
Yes, I have prepared. I've dug up one of your old ones.
Oh,
I'm going to play it for you and see can you remember what it was you said at the time. Have
okay.
a listen to it.
Okay, let's go.
It's Paul Simon's Graceland. So have a listen, okay? To tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that. As if I didn't know my own bed. Here it comes.
Yeah.
As if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair.
And farted.
That's right, yes.
That's a famous one. It's
That's
a classic
very famous one.
There you go. You see, I remember those things. I was in third year, I think, in school when that was going on at the
no
time.
No way.
And we used to always stop what we were doing to listen to you. It was about 8:10 every morning, or 8:10. It was one of those times.
Wow.
But it's so good. Listen, since you've been back, I take it you've noticed changes in the country. What have you noticed?
Well, not really.
No.
Nothing much. Because when we were here, it was the 80s and there was a recession.
Right.
And now you've got one again.
Yes, as I said the other day, there was a recession and Guns N' Roses had a new album.
It's exactly the same thing.
Exactly, just a little bit different. Clothes have changed just a small bit.
Yes, and televisions have changed shape.
Yes, they have. They've got flatter.
We used to be on television. Televisions were square, Will.
Yes.
Square shaped. And now they're rectangles.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a very good observation.
They could fit more into them.
Yeah, we'd have to change the shape of our heads.
You would. And where have you been, people want to know?
Well, we've been back on the planet Zog.
Yes.
Okay.
I've been mayor of Zog.
Yes.
Oh, really?
And I've been president of the International Antonio Banderas Fan Club.
How's that working out?
Not very busy, to be honest.
Okay.
But if anyone would like to join the International Antonio Banderas Fan Club, they can write to me, Zig, on Zog.
Now, why did you choose him? Because if I remember back in the day, he wasn't one of the people that you were besotted with, because you had a lot of fixations back in the day.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, it used to be a lot of supermodels as well.
Yeah. Now, Kylie, in fairness, has lasted.
Kylie. Zig used to like Bross as well, but we don't talk about that anymore.
No.
Now, people, of course, as well, when they hear you, they remember that, because your faces were on a lot of things. People had pajamas. Can
That's
you remember
right.
the kind of things that your faces were on?
Yeah, gosh, there was
everything.
Loads.
We had wallpaper, Will.
Wallpaper, Will.
You could wallpaper your bedroom in Zig and Zag.
Right.
Yes, and there was duvets and there was mugs and toothbrushes and
everything.
Bubble bath.
Zogabongs. There was Zogabongs.
Yes, there
were Zogabongs.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. And sweets and ice pops.
There was us and Garfield. We were the only two things that had our faces on things.
Yes, yeah. And you're the number one selling DVD or video at the time, because they didn't have DVDs.
Yes, but it had nothing to do with Toast.
Nothing to do
Just
with
so
Toast.
Just so you make sure that you let people know that.
And you had the album Nevermind the Zogabongs.
That's
Zig and
right.
Zag.
That's
yes,
right.
We
with
did.
Our hit single Zigzagging Around.
Yes.
All over your town, get me down.
Get me up when I'm going down.
Now.
And we did the Christmas number one, which ironically...
Was
Christmas number one?
See, we thought it'd be very funny because we thought we'd call it the Christmas number one, and then Larry Gogan would have to say, and in a 13, it's the Christmas number one.
You know, kind of mess with his head.
But it backfired because it went straight in at number one.
Can you remember the chorus of that? I can't remember the chorus of that.
He's a coming, he's a running, he's got a sick tick, dear Nate, Hey, Santa baby, why don't you break it down?
Well remembered, Zag.
Thanks.
I remember that.
I remember some of the words.
Can you hang around, because we've got loads of questions we still have to ask you. We'll have more,
sure,
with,
Zig
and, more with Zig and Zag.
Yes.
Stay with us in a few minutes here at 2FM. It was The Will Leahy Show, 2FM. Right, we're here with Zig and Zag this evening. They're here because their brand new DVD is in shops now, and it's selling extremely well. And I think it's selling well, actually, to people who may not even remember you at the time. They just want to know what the fuss is all about.
Really?
Yeah, there's certain people I know that are buying it for their kids because they want their kids to see what they loved when they were growing up.
Wow, that's cool. We like that.
So maybe to those who might be listening who might be about 11 or 12, Zig is short for Zigmund, isn't that right?
Yes, Zigmund Ambrose Zogley.
Right?
Yeah.
Is Zag short for anything, or is he just
Zagnatious.
Small? Zagnatious, I see. All right. Yes, yeah. Now, one question that's been
Zagnatious Hillary Zogley.
All right, you didn't have to tell him that.
He wanted to know. He wanted to know
what
your name was.
He didn't ask what my middle name was.
He asked what your name was.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, okay.
Hillary.
Right. Now, people want to know as well, because we got a text in about this. When you left the den and moved to the UK and then you went back to Zog, you left Zuppy behind you.
Yes.
Yes, Dustin was in charge of Zuppy.
Because he would have had to go into quarantine, whatever
that
means.
And that's just not fair.
No.
On a poor little dog.
Right.
From outer space.
Yeah. Right.
And it cost £15 at the time to put him down.
Oh,
and that was too expensive. Yeah.
You wouldn't have done that, because there was a Zuppy teddy bear as well, if
there
I remember.
There was, yeah.
There was Zuppy everything. Yeah, Zuppy was cool.
Yeah, Zuppy's still
Zuppy
cool.
Zuppy was blue.
Yeah, he still is blue.
You see, the thing is, he hasn't aged either, which is brilliant, because dogs on Zog don't age.
Oh, do they? So where is Zuppy now?
He's on Zog with us.
Oh, is he, Gran?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I thought everyone knew that.
Yeah. No.
At least 2 years ago he was. We haven't seen him since.
Right, he's building his own career, isn't
he? Yeah, yeah.
Right, now, and then the connection with Dustin, because Dustin arrived into the den in about 1989, didn't he?
Yeah,
yeah.
My fault.
He was the Christmas dinner, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've got to come clean on that. And I had a bit of a golf phase that lasted about a week.
Okay.
And I went and played golf with Ronan Collins, who does on boring radio on One.
He does the hospital programme with all the people who are sick.
I went golfing with him because he's the only person I knew at RT that played golf.
Right.
And I won a turkey, and it turned out to be Dustin.
What was your handicap?
Everything, really.
We were expecting like a turkey that was all like wrapped and everything.
Yeah,
like
brilliant. Yeah,
and things like
much.
That, and then stuffed and everything. But he came in and he was talking.
Right, so then as we go through the history then of the den, then were either of you, I mean, Podge and Raj then arrived, and was it just Podge arrived into
the den?
It was
just Podge. Right. Except for one Christmas special when Raj arrived as well.
Right, okay. So were they somebody's enemy, or how did they connect to Zig and Zag?
Well, it's kind of different to the Podge that people know nowadays.
Yes, because he's much more mellow now.
He was originally a ventriloquist dummy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember now.
And
I
used to have a show called the Podge and Zag Show.
Oh, I remember now.
Yeah,
yes,
I wasn't in that.
No.
That's why, because it was called the Podge and Zag Show.
The Podge and Zag Show.
That was the theme tune.
That was it.
More people texting. Another character is Ted. Right.
Oh,
what was Ted?
No, please, you have to mention him.
No, I know
he's still at large.
Is that where he is now?
Yeah, that's where he's just unbelievable. Now, he never had a microphone on during the den day, so you couldn't hear the shouting that he was doing.
Yeah.
But he was really annoying, wasn't he?
Very extremely rude indeed he was.
Ted Free Zone stickers we had all around the country to make sure that he couldn't be anywhere near us.
Now, again, a lot more text. We have to take another few songs, and we're going to talk more with Zig and Zag. People are remembering, is it Mr. Comedy, Captain Comedy?
Mr. Comedy
and Captain Pillowcase.
Captain Pillowcase.
I've no idea who he was.
Was you, Zig?
No, he was a masked hero.
Yeah, he was.
Was he a superhero, though?
Yeah, well, yes, he was a superhero.
Wait,
he was a superhero of impressions.
Oh.
Okay, well, look, we have to take another song and another ad break. We'll have more with Zig and Zag coming up. You can text in your questions now if you want to, but we're going to particularly
play the song. Will
it will do.
The Will Leahy Show, 2FM.
If you're joining us late, we're here with Zig and Zag this evening. Their brand new DVD is in shops, and it's a must-have for everybody.
And I am in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Zig.
Buy more than one if you feel like it.
Yeah.
If you get the need, feel like it. Now, we were talking earlier on about Mr. Comedy. Now, Mr. Comedy used to come out and he would tell cheesy jokes. I know neither of you is Mr. Comedy, but if you were Mr. Comedy, could you remember any of the jokes he used to tell?
Yes, they were particularly bad jokes.
Yes.
Such as this one. What's a boat?
I don't know. What's a boat?
It's a boat with a cold.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, and then there'd be like a really delayed...
Yes, all right. Okay, I can probably arrange that for you now, actually, if you give me a second.
Okay, you do that then.
No, that's fine. So, other characters we had then, we had Captain Pillowcase.
Oh, yep. Don't
Captain
mention
U-Boat.
Him.
Oh, Captain U-Boat, what did he do?
He went, Arrrra! Arrrra! And he'd come up out of the sea.
Right.
But it wasn't really the
wasn't
sea.
Wasn't really the sea, though. Because we couldn't afford the sea.
Right, well, special effects were limited back in those days.
They were, yes.
Cutouts.
Okay. Now, then, of course, you had the famous career in the UK. I know Dustin has had a lot to say about that. Who was the nicest famous person you met? Because you must have met lots of famous people.
I tell you, I know who it was.
I know who it was, too.
Michael J. Fox.
Okay.
And we went all the way to New York to meet him.
Right.
He was doing that show, wasn't he? The one where he's like the president's aide or something.
Spin City.
We went to Spin City sets and we met up with him, and he was a very nice man.
The nicest man.
Okay.
But we met lots of people.
You met Will Smith?
Will Smith was extra nice as well.
And then we went to Miami.
Right.
You know that video, Miami?
Yes.
We were in the background in that.
Were you?
You don't see it.
In the hotel.
You only see it for a split second.
Yeah, nobody ever tells. Nobody ever talks about these things.
Yeah. We're grateful. Yeah. We met lots of people.
I have the drum roll ready. So if Mr. Comedy can give us another one of those really cheesy jokes, we're ready for you.
What's white and blue and sits in the corner of your kitchen? A fridge in a denim jacket. That's almost too good.
I was going to say, this can get a DVD all of its own. Clearly, since you've been back for the last while and you were on with Ryan Tuberty and people really enjoyed
that. Yes, Mr. Twiggity, yes.
You enjoyed meeting him, did you? Because he wasn't around the last time you were here.
No, he wasn't. He was only, you know what age he was when we started on television in 1987?
What age?
14.
Exactly.
He's only 14.
He probably rode in for his birthday.
Yeah, probably on the birthday roller.
It's nice to see he's still wearing the same suit, though.
It is.
You fit it one of these
days. Can we expect you to be back again? Because people clearly love you, and I think in the current climate where everyone's a little bit depressed, that people want you back.
It would be
good fun to be back, but I think we'd have to come up with a show that would kind of suit us.
Okay.
So yeah, because kids' TV's not like it used to be back then, because we used to do continuity between shows.
Right.
But they don't do that anymore.
No. And we're thrilled to have you back, and we've really, really missed you.
Thanks, Will.
Such a special place, and particularly here on 2FM, because as I say, people were talking about your TV career, but you were here for about three years. And can you play us out with a chorus of them girls, they all love me.
They all love me.
They all love me. Them girls, the girls, they all love me. They all love me. They all love me. Them girls, the girls, they all love me.
Zig and Zag, thank you very
much. Thanks, Will.
See you, Will.
Thanks, Uncle Will.
The Will Leahy Show, weekdays from 5 to 2FM.